Track 38. Interview 2.
Anna, what exactly do you do?
I'm a concierge at the Westin Hotel in Santa Clara, California.
What was life like before you became a teleworker?
I had to get up at 3 in the morning so I could shower and dress, take my kids to my mother's, and set off to work by 4:30.
4:30?
Yes. There was a lot of traffic. On a good day, I got there by 6:30. That gave me half an hour to relax before starting my shift at 7 o'clock.
It sounds awful.
Yes, I was getting up in the dark and getting home in the dark. I never saw my husband or children. I liked my job, but my life was a nightmare.
And what is life like now?
Oh, I feel like the luckiest person alive. I now get up at 5:30. My mother still looks after the children, but I don't have the 80-mile drive to work along Highway 101. We've set up my workplace in one of the bedrooms. I sit down in front of a camera, pin on a microphone, and I'm ready for business.
How does it work at the hotel?
Guests still go up to the concierge desk, but instead of me in person, they see me on a giant TV screen. They can only see my head and shoulders, so I can wear my slippers while I work.
What do your employers think about it?
Oh, they're happy, because they can't afford to lose me. In the hotel industry, we don't have the high salaries of Cisco, Palm, or Sun Micro, so there's a high turnover of staff. With unemployment around here so low, it's hard to replace workers. It costs them $50,000, but they thought it was worth a try.
And the guests?
They're happy. Apart from anything else, they don't have to leave a tip.